listeners, Sai Ram from Prashantanlayam, and it's time now to learn a Sai Bhajan. When you look at different art forms, perhaps the medium of music is one of those art forms which has that potential, as Bhagwan always said. It can move the Lord like no other medium of art can. We have seen physically how Bhagwan used to be so pleased just by listening to one rendering of bhajan made with all heart, with all sincerity and with all perfect technicality too. Because Bhagwan said, what is Bharat? What is India? Bha, Ra. Bha means Bhava. Ra means Raga and Ta means Tala. India is a country which continuously sings the glory of God in Bhava, in Raga and in Tala. And we are so blessed that Bhagwan encouraged and propelled us to take to the singing of the Lord, because this has given all of us and continues to give us so much bliss. So today, like every other session at this time on Thursday Live, we'll move on to learning one more bhajan. And before we start, here is a small prayer. Let us offer our most reverential and prayerful prostrations at the lotus feet of beloved Mother Sai. Dearest Mother, please bless us so that we may fathom and understand at least a millionth of your love in our lives, and translate this pure love that you have showered on us into sacred actions and good deeds in every moment of our lives. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome to a fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today we learn a bhajan which is in Sanskrit, and the first line of this bhajan, which adores Swami as the Divine Mother, goes like this.
Shri Kari Kripa Kari Kshemam Kari Saishwari.
So this is what we will be learning today, and let us become familiar now with the lyrics. And like in every episode of this program, we will then move on to learning the raga, the rhythm of this bhajan, the meaning of its every line. In the end, we will listen to a member of the Prashanti Bhajan group sharing us his insights on how we could present this bhajan to the Lord in a beautiful manner. Brother Tara Shankar is going to share his reflections on this bhajan towards the end of the program. For the moment, let's get on with the lyrics.
Shri Kari Kripa Kari Kshemam Kari Saishwari Shankari Abhayankari Shubhankari Saishwari Shri Kari Kripa Kari Kshemam Kari Saishwari Tandava Keli Priyakari Bhairavi Pralayankari Sarveshwari Sundari Dayakari Maheshwari.
Now that you know the lyrics, let's move on and learn to sing this bhajan. You will first hear Brother Ravi Kumar sing every line very slowly. Anirudh will follow Ravi Kumar after every line. Dear listeners, you too please join Anirudh.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale C sharp pancham.
Shri Kari Kripa Kari Kshemam Kari Saishwari.
Shri Kari Kripa Kari Kshemam Kari Saishwari.
Shri Kari Kripa Kari
Shrimankari Saishwari
Shri Kari Kripa Kari Shrimankari Saishwari
Shankari Abhayankari Shubhankari Saishwari
Shankari Abhayankari Shubhankari Saishwari
Shankari Abhayankari Shubhankari Saishwari
Shankari Abhayankari Shubhankari Saishwari
Shri Kari Kripa Kari Kshemankari Saishwari
Shri Kari Kripa Kari Kshemankari Saishwari
Kandava Keli Priyakari Bhairavi Pralayankari
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 Sarveshwari Sundari Daya Kari Maheshwari
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 Shri Kari Kripa Kari Kshemam Kari Saishwari
So that is how this bhajan dedicated to the Mother Goddess flows, and as is so evident, it has so much of Carnatic flavor to it. So let us learn a little more about the swaras and the composition, the raga behind this, and Anirudh is here with us. So tell us, Anirudh, what is the Carnatic raga behind this beautiful bhajan?
Saram Vishu, this is a melodious composition, this bhajan on Devi, and it is based on a Carnatic raga, Malaya Marutam.
Okay.
And the raga, actually Malaya Marutam means it is a cool breeze amidst the hills.
Oh, okay.
And it is a morning raga.
Yes.
So, in Malaya Marutam you have Sa Re Re is Komal Re.
Yeah.
Ga, Ga is Shuddh Ga, Pa, Dha, Dha is Shuddh, Ni, Ni is Ni one, Komal Ni,
Sa, Ni, Dha, Pa, Ga, Re, Sa.
You don't have all the seven notes, it's not a Sampurna Ragam.
Okay.
If you add Ma to this Raga, Ma, it becomes Chakravakam.
In Hindustani, Ahir Bhairav.
Sarigama Padani Sa Sanida Pamagare Sa.
So if you drop the Ma, it gives a different flavor. Yes. It is very beautiful, Malaya Marutam.
Sarigama Padani Sa Sanida Pamagare Sa.
Amazing. So would you like to do a small alap on this raga, Anirudh?
Sure.
Ah, na,
Absolutely serene. So let's move on now and let's perhaps appreciate this bhajan now more in the light of these swaras and this raga that you just now explained.
Yeah, we'll do the swaras line by line.
Yeah, so as you sing each line, Arvind Sai is here with us to follow the swaras.
Shri Kari Kripa Kari Kshemam Kari Saishwari Papaga Pare Resa Nisa Sadani Resa
Papaga Pare Resa Nisa Sadani Resa
Shankari Abhayam Kari Shubham Kari Saishwari Sare ga 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 pa pa ga re ga pa pa ga pa ga ni da pa pa da pa ga ga pa
Sare ga 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 pa pa ga re ga pa pa ga pa ga ni da pa pa ga pa ga ga pa
Again we come back to the first line. So now we'll go to the next line.
तांडव के लिए प्रिय करी भैरवी प्रलयं करी दनिसने द पग पदनिसा रे 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 गरि स सरि गरि सने द
दनिसने द पग पदनिसा Re 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 ganisa sari ganisa nida
Sarveshwari sundari daya kari maheshwari Dani sani re sani da padani sani da ga 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 pagani da ga Pare re sa
Ga ni sa ni re sa ni da pa da ni sa ni da ga 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 pa ga ni da ga Pare re sa
I think that was such a beautiful elaboration of this bhajan through the raga. So are there more bhajans on this raga, Anirudh?
In this raga Malayamartham, I think not so many bhajans are there, but a few of them which come to my mind are
Shri Rama 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 Raghuvira Rama Rama
Yes,
beautiful bhajan. And you have a Ganesh bhajan.
Shri Ganesha Vinayaka And Shankara Sadashiva Sabhapate Manohara
It is also having a feel of Malay Marutam.
Okay, wonderful. And the beat is different, right, for this bhajan?
Yeah, the beat of this bhajan is 6 beat, which is Rupaka Talam in the Carnatic music.
Dadra in Hindustani.
Yeah, and the count is 1, 2 3 1 2 3 Shri Kari Kripa Kari Shivam Kari Sareshwari Shri Kari Kripa Kari Shivam Kari Sareshwari.
We have many bhajans in the 8-beat, but for variety, we sing in bhajan sessions bhajan in 6-beat, right?
Yeah.
That always adds some change in the sequence of bhajans. Thank you so much, Arvind Sai, for demonstrating that on the Kanjira, and Anirudh, as always, for giving such a beautiful elaboration of the raga.
Thank you, Vishu.
Thank you, Vishu. Sai Ram. Sai Ram.
Now that we are done with the lyrics, the tune, the raga and the tala of this bhajan, let's move on to the vital aspect of bhajan singing, bhava, the feeling. And to develop the correct bhava, we must understand the meaning of every word in this bhajan. So let's begin with the first line.
Shri Kari Kripa Kari Kshemam Kari Saishwari.
Here the first word is Shri Kari. This can be split as Shri and Kari. Shri means wealth, Kari means she who bestows. Bhagwan explains that the cosmic energy principle manifests herself in the form of three aspects, Durga, Lakshmi and Saraswati. Among these, Mother Lakshmi is the goddess who confers honors wealth of all kinds, be it monetary, intellectual, physical or spiritual. The divine goddess, therefore, is Shri Kari, the one who bestows honors all types of prosperity. Kripa Kari is the second word. Kripa means divine grace. Bhagwan says, my grace is ever with you. It is not something that is given or taken. It is always given and accepted by the consciousness that is aware of its significance. Swami says, win the grace of your own subconscious, so that you may accept the grace of God which is ever available. God does not deny anyone. Swami says, it is you who deny God. When the gift is proffered, you have to do one little act so that you may earn it. That is, you have to extend your hand. Only then you can receive it. You have to win it by teaching your subconscious the value of the grace of God. My grace is showered wherever you are without even calculating or measuring the deservedness and readiness of your subconscious. And Swami says, it is this grace which will confer on you the faith and the strength, the wisdom and the joy. And that is what the mother confers, the merciful mother, and that is why we hail her as Kripakari. The third word is Kshemam Kari. Kshemam means welfare. Saishwari, the last word, refers to Mother Sai. So in this line, we pay our obeisance to the Divine Mother Sai, who bestows on us all kinds of wealth and prosperity. She confers her divine grace on us bountifully and always is alert to look after our welfare. So let's move on to the second line.
Shankari Abhayankari Shubhankari Saishwari.
Shankari refers to Mother Parvati, the consort of Lord Shiva, who is also adored as Shankara. So the word Shankari comes from Sham, meaning goodness or auspiciousness, and Kari means one who confers. So she is the one who confers on us auspiciousness. The second word is Abhayankari. A means no, Bhaya means fear. Abhayankari means she who bestows fearlessness. Shubhankari again means one who confers auspiciousness. Shubham means auspicious. On one occasion, several people went on a pilgrimage to Amarnath, and among them was a family of Sai devotees comprising Mr. Ramana, his wife Mrs. Sushila, and their daughter Srivalli. On the final lap of the journey, they were climbing up the Amarnath hill for a darshan of the famous Ice Lingam, and half the way through, the little girl Srivalli had difficulty breathing, and soon, to their horror, she became unconscious. Now people surrounded this tribe and no one knew what to do. Many started blaming the parents for bringing the little girl on such a hazardous mountain path. The parents were totally crestfallen. They were in a daze. They didn't know what to do. and all of a sudden a woman in a red sari with a large vermilion mark on her forehead and a Rudraksha chain around her neck appeared on the scene, and she told the parents not to worry and gave them a few leaves with instructions that they should intensely squeeze the leaves and extract the liquid and pour it into the mouth of this little girl. The parents were actually very doubtful of the medical expertise of that woman because she's a strange person come from nowhere, and they were very confused as to whether they should really follow her instructions and advice, but they were desperate. They did not know what to do. Their girl was lying unconscious, so they did as the woman told them. And as soon as they did that, as soon as they poured that liquid into the mouth of the little girl, she began to breathe normally, and slowly she regained complete consciousness. And so while the rest of the group continued on the pilgrimage, Mr. Ramana and family thanked the woman in red sari and returned downhill to the hotel. They did not want to take another chance, another risk. A doctor at the hotel certified later that the little girl, Srivalli, had regained her normal health. She was completely fine. And by evening, the pilgrimage party, the rest of them, returned to the hotel. And when they met Mr. Ramana and family, one of the members said that he had actually taken pictures all along the route, including that time when the woman in the red sari began speaking to the family and handing over the leaves. So the family was happy that someone had taken those pictures, because that woman in red sari actually rescued them. And when this person later developed this film, he was amazed because therein, in the picture, there was not the woman, but there was a strange looking man. And this person wondered what could have happened to this picture. How come the woman is not there and in her place there is a strange looking man in the picture? It completely befuddled him. And so finally he brought the pictures to this family. And when Mr. Ramana and his wife saw those pictures, they were completely dumbstruck. Because yes, it was not the woman in red sari, but it was Swami in his red robe. They shed tears of gratitude. They had experienced Bhagwan's assurance, why fear when I am here? He is that Abhayankari, Shubhankari, ever protecting, always blessing us with fearlessness. So in this line we bow down to the Supreme Mother Sai, who is the primary cause of all auspiciousness and goodness, the one who fills us with fearlessness and protects us. Let's move on to the third line.
श्री करे कृपा करे क्षेमं करे साईश्वरी.
This is a repeat of the first line, and let's ruminate on the divine grace of Mother Sai a little more. In a small town in the state of Karnataka, there was a family devoted to Bhagwan. The head of the family, by name Devaya, was 62 years old and he was a widower with two children. The son Naresh was a student in Bhagwan's college in Vrindavan, Bangalore. The daughter could not continue studying beyond grade 10 because she had to take care of the household duties. She also took care of Mr. Devaya because he suffered from Parkinson's disease. One day Mr. Devaya was diagnosed with a heart condition now, and he was advised to go to Super Speciality Hospital in Bangalore. And the doctors there in Bhagwan's hospital did a thorough checkup and told him that he needed major heart surgery and it cannot be postponed. And so they advised him to proceed at once to the Super Speciality Hospital in Puttaparthi because this operation could be performed there in Prashantanilayam. And Mr. Devaya had just about rupees 500 with him. But the expenses for transport, accommodation and food for him and his daughter would certainly exceed that amount. And he was worried. How was he able to manage and make this journey? But his son came to him and told, "Father, please let us have faith in Swami. He will take care." So Mr. Devaya and his daughter finally came to Puttaparthi. The next morning, Mr. Devaya was examined at the Super Speciality Hospital in Puttaparthi and he was told to wait for 2 days for the results. Now his worry was how long the rupees 220 that he had with him would last and how long he might have to stay. And so finally he decided to write a letter to Bhagwan explaining his predicament in detail, and with this letter he went for afternoon darshan. And as luck would have it, he got the first line token, and in due time Bhagwan came for darshan in his wheelchair, and Mr. Devaya just soaked and basked in Bhagwan's darshan. He actually completely forgot the letter that he had written. He was so taken in by Bhagwan's beautiful form and just immersed in his grace. Bhagwan came near him and he pointed his hand to Mr. Devaya's left shirt pocket, the pocket which contained the letter. And owing to Parkinson's disease, Mr. Devaya's hand was shivering and he could not actually reach the pocket immediately. And so the person next to him understood the situation. He took the letter out from his pocket and handed it over to Bhagwan. Swami not only looked at the letter, he looked at the pocket where this letter was, and he looked at this way and that way, and darshan got over and Mr. Devaya was happy. He was just waiting for his daughter to come and share this happy news. And now both were so convinced that Bhagwan was unmistakably indeed taking care of them in all ways. And next day Mr. Devaya went to the super speciality hospital, and the doctors told him that as per the Bangalore hospital's diagnosis, he needed a major surgery since most of the key heart valves were blocked. But the retests done at the Puttaparthi hospital showed that his heart was completely normal. Sir, your heart has become normal only due to Bhagwan's blessings. This is what the doctors told him. And when they mentioned this to him, Mr. Devaya's mind immediately went back to that moment in darshan when Bhagwan, as he took his letter, asked for his letter and took it from his pocket, he was constantly looking at that area where his pocket was, where his physical heart is. And now he realized that Bhagwan's gaze that day was not on the letter but on his heart. He looks after our every little detail. He is the one who confers all that is good for us. Kshemamkari, who looks after everything for our welfare. So in this line we offer our salutations to that Divine Mother who is always guarding us like the eyelid protects the eye. The most merciful Mother who confers all kinds of wealth and happiness. Let's move on to the fourth line.
Tandava keli priya kari bhairavi pralayam kari.
Here Tandava means dance, keli means game, and the third word is Priyakari, which means she who loves. According to ancient culture and spirituality, Lord Shiva and his consort Mother Parvati are said to perform the Tandava or the cosmic dance. Now what is this dance? And where are Lord Shiva and Mother Parvati dancing? Who is Shiva? Who is Parvati? As Swami says, the various forms of gods and goddesses are after all our ways of comprehending divinity and finding out a medium to relate to the ultimate one. All these forms are only symbolic. There is this unmanifest cosmic consciousness that is the source of everything, from which everything emerges and to which everything dissolves. Scientists may call it dark energy. In fact, in 2003, the United States National Research Council listed what is the nature of dark energy as one of the most pressing scientific problems of the coming decades. The head of committee that wrote the report, University of Chicago cosmologist Michael S. Turner, went further and ranked dark energy as the most profound mystery in all of science. And as scientists decade after decade now try to unravel this dark energy, this mysterious force, and they do it by going outside, our ancient sages and seers of India pursued this, but they pursued this going inside. Their route was through the spirit. They pursued the spirit, which is the primordial force, that which is beyond time and space. And that is why Lord Shiva is adored as Kalatitaya, Kala Darpadamanaya, Kalaya, which means he is the one who is beyond time, beyond space. And who is Mother Parvati? The Mother is the manifest form of this cosmic consciousness in the form of all-pervading energy. For creation to happen, the ultimate being multiplies himself and he creates this energy which will animate everything in the universe. That is Shakti. And this play of unmanifest and manifest, the unmanifest as the basis for the manifest and the manifest powered by the unmanifest, this play is what is the Dandava dance. And this dance goes on since the beginning of time. It is the dance of protons and neutrons, electrons and quarks. That is unceasing, that is continuous, that happens within every atom of this universe, every speck of matter of this creation. That is the Tandava. The Lord is a lover of this dance of creation. So Tandava Keli Priyakari, symbolically we depict this dance with the figures of Lord Shiva and Mother Parvati in beautiful dance postures. But the true dance is this cosmic dance of creation and dissolution. The fourth word is Bhairavi, referring to the concert of Bhairava. Bhairava again is another name of Lord Shiva. Bhairava is considered as a ferocious form of Lord Shiva, and Bhairavi too is a fierce form of the Mother Goddess. According to ancient Indian culture and spirituality, it is believed that when Goddess Bhairavi entered the battlefield, her terrifying and angry appearance made demons become weak and feeble. They started panicking when they saw her. So the significance is, when we have such a powerful force, how can any evil ever come near us? No evil, however mighty it might be, can stand the wrath of this fearsome goddess. She terrifies the sinners but bestows fearlessness on the devout. Dr. Shiv Shankar Sai was the warden of the Prashantanilayam hostel for more than a decade. He continues to stay in the hostel and mentor the students. When he was a student in Bhagwan's college in Vrindavan, one day Bhagwan got very angry about the discipline of the students, and he told them that he was going to go away from Vrindavan, and indeed left for Prashantanilayam. All the boys there became very upset. They didn't know what to do, and the warden reprimanded the students and said, "If you behave like this, you would lose the opportunity to enjoy divine proximity. So now repent for what you have done and pray." And so the boys prayed intensely, and bhajan sessions in the hostel became very intense and very emotional. And just about a week later, Bhagwan wrote a loving letter to the Vrindavan students, wherein he said, "Boys, though I came off here, I just cannot help thinking about you. All of you are so dear to me. Even though I went away from there in a huff, you should not become depressed. I did so only in the interest of discipline. I want all of you to become good boys, to become God's boys. That alone would save you." Needless to say, this was such a touching moment for all the students. And there was this profound lesson behind this episode. Even when Bhagwan appears to be angry or does something to chastise us, it is only for our welfare, only for our protection. It is only to drive away all that is unpleasant in us. So he is that Bhairavi, the Lord who is angry and fearful, not with us, but towards the evil in us. And the last word in this line is Pralayankari. Pralaya means dissolution. Lord Shiva is said to take care of the dissolution of the universe. And so his consort, Mother Parvati too, is his partner in this act. And so she bears the name Pralayankari. So in this line, we bow down before the Divine Mother who delights in the sport of the cosmic dance. She is the one who assumes a fierce form to purify us and to instill in us fear of sin but love for God. She is the cosmic mother responsible for the creation, sustenance and the dissolution of this universe along with Shiva. Let's move on to the fifth line.
Sarveshwari Sundari Daya Kare Maheshwari.
Here the first word is Sarveshwari, which can be split as Sarva meaning all, and Ishwari means goddess. Sundari means she who is beautiful. Dayakari comes from Daya meaning compassion. Maheshwari comes from Maha meaning greatest. So in this line we adore the mother who is the goddess of all beings in this universe, the most beautiful one, the one who is full of compassion. So with that, we have got a glimpse of what this bhajan conveys. Every word in this bhajan is so potent with significance, and one can go on ruminating on what each word means and conveys to us. You will now listen to the Prashanti Mandir version of this bhajan sung by the students of Bhagwan's University.
Shrikari Kripa Kari Shimankari Saishwari Shrikari Kripa Kari Shimankari Saishwari Shankari Abhayankari Shubhankari Saishwari Shankari Abhayankari Shubhankari Saishwari Shrikari Kripa Kari Shimankari Saishwari Sundari, Daya Kari Maheshwari कृपा करे क्षेमं करे साईश्वरे।
And now in the last part of this program, here is a reflection on how one could render this bhajan in a beautiful manner. And it comes from Brother Tarashankar, someone who has been blessed by Bhagwan profusely over 2 decades to be a student of his university and also be a part of the Mandir Bhajan group and sing for him, play for him for more than 20 years. He continues to serve today in Prashant Nilayam Industries at the Sai Sadhana Trust. Saram, Brother Tarashankar, and a warm welcome to the studios of Radio Sai.
Thank you, Saira.
You are someone who has had this opportunity to sing in front of Bhagwan for so many years. Can you please share your insights about this particular bhajan, Shri Kari Kripa Kari? How would you present it to Bhagwan if you get a chance?
Before presenting it to the Lord, I mean, sir, you talk about presentation in the mandir?
Yes.
Yes. So, for that, a homework has to be done. That is, you know, it's a very serious bhajan as such. Your seriousness, it means it reflects your sincerity towards the Lord. You ask for something to Lord. Very seriously you are asking because you are sincere about it.
Yes.
You ask him or her. It is a Devi bhajan. So, Mata, mother itself is, you know, it's a different phenomenon altogether. So, Shri Kari Kripa Kari. I mean to say, when you practice, your practice has to be 100%. So, finally, when you present in front of Swami, those intricacies should not come in your mind or heart.
Okay.
You must be a listener while singing. So, your intricacies will be taken care of during your practice session. Like Shri Kari Kripa Kari, to begin with, very important is the starting note, and often we forget about the landing note. In a line, many times we land on a lower note, again on a higher note, on a medium note, and we must take care of those while practicing. Again and again I say, because practice is most important, our Swami has emphasized. So, once you have done your homework well, when it comes to presentation, you don't have to think about what this curve, that curve.
All the technicalities and practice should have been done much before and properly before you sit in front of the Lord.
Yes, of course. So, this is all about practice now I'm talking.
Yes, and you're, you're talking about the landing notes.
Landing, so like, Shri Kari Kripa Kari.
Shri Kari Kripa Kari क्षेमं करे साईश्वरी।
Like when you practice, you take it as much slow as possible, so you break down each word and think about how you can beautify that word or that line. Like
Shri Kari Kripa Kari,
Kripa, we extend it so much. And there is some Gambhira Bhava, that is, some seriousness about it. Seriousness is nothing but, you know, your sincerity. Swami alone knows how sincere you are.
Yes.
And how sincere you are not. Only He knows. So, that's how we express.
Shri Kari Kripa Kari Kshemam Kari Saishwari Shankari Shankari.
That's very important. Again a landing note.
Abhayankari Shubhankari Saishwari.
Again a half note. You must really pay attention while practicing.
Then Tandava Keli Priyakari Bhairavi Pralayankari.
Then
Sarveshwari Sundari Dayakari Maheshwari.
Again, Maheshwari. You must take care of wherever, you know, those half notes, little serious kind of notes come. You must really pay attention to those. Sarveshwari Sundar, even this part.
Sarveshwari Sundari.
Sundari, beautiful mother. How you express, that word itself should show you a picture in your mind. How beautiful God can be. No God can be as beautiful as our mother's eye. Really, it's not difficult for us to imagine.
Yes.
It just gives a picture.
Daya kare Maheshwari.
Ultimately, He has to be compassionate towards us. We ask for that compassion. So.
And as you mentioned, I think a very important point, that we should sing slowly and break it down to as smaller bits you can make.
Yes.
Of every word.
Yes, yes.
Each part of the tune.
Yes. So, that's what is happening now.
Shri Kari Kripa Kari.
You cannot sing this slow while you are presenting. But if you sing slow in the practice time, you know, you get to know, are you in Shruti? And while singing also, you must be, you know, constantly listening to yourself.
Yes.
All of us should make it a habit. While singing, not only singing, but also listening.
Yeah. I think after you've done all your homework, and perhaps you should sing it and record it once, so that you will know where your deficiencies are.
Yes, of course.
Then work on that little more before you really present in front of Bhagwan.
Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you very much.
It's my fortune. Thank you very much, Sairam.
So that was Brother Tara Shankar, a member of the Prashanti Bhajan group, an extremely talented singer, guitar player and percussionist. And with that, we have come to the end of this present episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. If you have any comments or suggestions, please feel free to write to us. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. The audio engineers for this program are Sunil and Abhishek. The background music was done by Brother T.S. Ramakrishnan from Chennai. With hearts full of gratitude, we offer this humble offering at the lotus feet of our most beloved Mother Sai. So with that, it's time to draw the curtains on this segment of Thursday Live. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu, and my colleagues are waiting to take over for the next segment on Based on Bhagwan's Discourses, Shravanam, Mananam, Nityathyasanam. But I will be back after 1 hour for a fresh episode of Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. And in that episode, today we are going to listen to the first part of the Inspired Life series. Inspired Life series is a series which brings to you stories of people who have been such mega inspirations, from whose life we have millions of lessons to derive from and practice in our lives. So today you listen to the first part of the conversation with Dr. Narasimhan, the director of Sri Sathya Sai Mobile Hospital. So that's coming up 1 hour from now. For the moment, enjoy listening to Shravanam, Mananam, Nidhyasanam. Thank you and Sairam.